This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Love is a burning thing.
It is a burning thing. We're the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are live at Right Brain Brewery in Traverse City. Came up here for the Cherry Festival and having a great time so far. We're staying. My wife came up with me yesterday. We drove up in our little two-seater convertible. We got the bikes on the back. We're staying at Ranch Rudolph. And right now, we're joined by Corey Smith and Matt Hunter. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You have a restaurant called The Soul Hole.
Yep, we're located at 408 South Union Street. Just a little place over there, but it works well for us.
Yeah, and you brought in some beautiful ribs. I just took a little taste, and I nailed it. I said, you smoked those on a Southern Pride with maybe some hickory.
Outstanding. Uh-huh. You know your smokers.
Well, they're done to perfection. I mean, they are gorgeous. You didn't overdo them. You didn't burn the bones out of them. You've got a South Carolina sauce on this beautiful rack of ribs right here. How do you make that? What's South Carolina for folks that don't know?
South Carolina sauce is going to be more of a vinegar mustard base for us. We make all our sauces from scratch at the restaurant. We don't want to do anything out of a can or out of a jar. And this one goes exceptionally well with pork. I think it's a perfect matchup.
Well, there's a few things I like out of a can, and one of them is Right Brain.
Well, okay, beer. Beer is the exception.
Okay, a big can, preferably, called a barrel.
There you go.
Okay, tell us about Soul Hole. I love that name. And, looking at your website, I just thought, oh, my gosh, soul food in Traverse City. How perfect. Now the town's complete.
There you go.
I got a couple white guys here. How'd that happen?
It's just the way it works. I mean, I lived in Tennessee for a while. I think the thing that really drove us to on this name was that if you go to a lot of towns, you find that hole-in-the-wall place that serves exceptional food.
Killer.
And if you go down south, it's always barbecue. It's going to be a pulled pork sandwich. Every corner, whether it's a gas station or a little shack, they have a pulled pork sandwich. It's the tradition down there. And, in Traverse City, it was kind of hard to find that place that would be the hole-in-the-wall location. But, that's kind of how we did a play on the name. We've got a perfect little spot over there. It's the Soul Hole, and we do kind of a fusion, if you will, of Southern food, Creole food, soul food, a blend of all three.
Well, we used to have a place in Grand Rapids. It closed, but they used to have Soul Food Sunday. And I used to take my kids down there just to get that flavor. And I love the whole culture thing. And food just, that's what it does, right, Norm?
Absolutely.
It's the international language.
Did you get nervous at any time? Seems like the whole Soul Hole just went right to the top of destinations for foodies.
It's one of, you cram for an opening, and then all of a sudden you pick that day, you open up, and you just kind of hang on for the ride. And we did really well with media coverage. Under the Radar Michigan did a show on us that is still airing to this day, and that's been about a year now. And it has, it's driven people from Detroit, from Wisconsin, right, all over the place. And we just work really hard to make sure that everything is as good as it can be all the time.
So are you where you want to be in your business plan?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in Lansing right now for a liquor license. So if I would change anything, I would speed that process up.
Well, good luck.
We have our life. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Well, but yeah, I think we're exactly where we want to be.
Okay, and your website?
It's going to be soulholetc.com. And I think, like Matt was saying, what we really try to bring is comfort food to Traverse City. A nice, relaxed environment. When you come down, you feel like you're coming over to Grandma's for dinner or lunch.
That's cool. Love your website. It makes you want to go in there and eat. I feel like I'm down south. I pulled up your page, and it's like, I got to talk to these guys because looks to me like they understand barbecue. And you got Cajun. We have T-Gid on the show from time to time. I hear we have Jop standing by. We're going to get a fishing report in a minute. But we have this guy named T-Gid, and he's from Lafayette, Louisiana. And he gives us our Cajun flavor. And if you can master a little bit of Cajun, you're doing well. So Soul Hole, we've got more good food out of Traverse City. Corey Smith, Matt Hunter, 408 South Union Street, or soulholetc.com, and just Google it, check it out, get down there and see these guys. I'm telling you, two thumbs up from me right here. Those ribs are done to perfection. I mean, competition style.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Awesome. Much success to you. Okay. We've got right now on the live line, Norm, my partner, who kind of couldn't come up here, and he's feeling bad, so he's going to give us a fishing report right now. He's probably got a rod in his hand. What's up, Job?
Hey, man, I am. I'm sitting out in the middle of the lake right now. I've been out fishing for about the last hour. It was really good right at daybreak, but I, as you know, live on a little lake, and it's just full of bass. And once the sun comes up, this doldrum dog day of summer thing, man, the fish just shut right down. But it was a good morning, and I am feeling bad. I've been listening to the show, and you guys are having a lot more fun than I am because these horseflies are biting the crap out of me right now, so I'm just going to be coming off the lake.
Better you than us, okay?
That's right. There are no flies here, dude.
Yeah, well,
no flies at all.
I think I got all of Michigan's right here buzzing over my head. But anyway,
well, give us a fishing report.
The fish are biting, but it's a nocturnal thing right now. You know, I didn't go out last night, but if you went out the first couple hours after it gets dark, I think fishing topwater for bass is just a lot of fun. There's a mystery about it because you're listening to the fish. You can't really see that well. And boy, when they smack a topwater bait, it's just a riot. You know, about jerk the rod out of your hand. So it's a good time.
Excellent. Well, I'm doing some scouting for our August 4th trip up here. I think I've got us all set up. Wine, beer, now food.
Yeah, I'm seeing that, man, and it's good. But speaking of food, I got a quick recipe for everybody. You're up there in northwest Michigan, and that's whitefish country. They've got some of the best smoked whitefish up there that you can buy. Take some of that, debone it, mix it with some cream cheese and a little bit of chive, and make yourself a whitefish dip. Spread it on a piece of flatbread, throw some Parmesan cheese over it, throw it on your grill for about 3 or 4 minutes, just enough to let the bread get hot and the cheese melt on top. I made that last night for a group of people that I was with, and it was fantastic. Really easy to do.
That's a great idea. Love smoked whitefish dip. And the Parmesan, go heavy on the Parmesan because that just really fires that fish up.
Yeah, Norm was talking about using the grill like an oven, and that's exactly what you're doing there. You're going to brown the bottom of the flatbread and let the oven effect melt the cheese. But, Bob, it sounds like you're having a great time, man. Thanks for holding down the fort. I just got a family wedding this afternoon, so I couldn't make the trip. But thanks for having me on, and I'll call back a little later.
Yeah, I know you're master of ceremonies, and you can't do without that guy. And you're the perfect pick for that. It's your goddaughter, so good for you, man.
How many fish did you catch? Come clean.
Come clean? I probably caught 11 or 12.
All right, you bring the fish.
So, you know, I catch the same ones every time.
Yeah. You bring the fish. Bob has a grill.
He caught two.
He got it.
Like six times. Yeah, you got to put your marker on them. Just put a little X on the side. Okay,
yeah,
Job.
Thank name basis now. So.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing a little pike fishing on Monday. So we're going to be going up to Clare and doing some bottom fishing in a deep lake up there. The pike are down deep now. This water heated up pretty fast. I might be bringing some pike fillets back.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Okay. Thanks a lot. That's Jop, the other half of this show, who's sitting on a boat with a cup of coffee right now. I know he's sorry to miss this trip. But thankfully, Norm Jones from WTCM, the big 580.
Well, we're happy to have you here, and we're lucky to have you grilling guys on our station.
Hey, it's our honor. I'm, like I said, I'm an old 580 fan. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and it's just... It's a default position on my dial. I've got 580 here. I've got, 760 in Detroit, and I've got 1340 in Grand Rapids. There's just certain stations I go to on the AM dial.
Mm-hmm.
Being a radio junkie, anyway, do you find that when you're out and about, you're just surfing?
I drive my family nuts.
I was wondering. My wife is like, don't put that talk radio on anymore. It's like, honey, it's school for me.
And sometimes I like to hear the really bad stations and see if they're going to get any better in the near future,
I know. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're at the Cherry Festival. If you've never been to this thing, make sure next year you are here. And if you need a room, little hint, book yourself a room at Ranch Rudolph. It is so cool. I mean, it's horses, fishing.
Right.
Some of the best fly fishing in Michigan's right there in the Boardman River.
It's gorgeous.
I know.
It is.
I stumbled on it.
To sleep into.
Yeah, I used to see the sign for it all the time, and I said, I'm going to give it a try. What a find. Well, anyway, we appreciate you joining us. And you can go to our Facebook page if you do like us. Click like. It's Facebook.com/TheGrillinGuys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy on Twitter. I put some crazy pictures on there from time to time. And we appreciate you joining us. So that's it.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.